Good morning, everyone, and welcome to this morning's brief update from July the 13th, 2023. My name is David Clark, and I'm one of the analysts here at Nasdaq Dorsey Wright. Taking a look at yesterday's performance, it was a positive one for the indices we follow on the video, notably seeing international equities leading the way to the upside, emerging markets there up over 2%. We also see developed markets just shy of 2%. Saw gold and crude up over 1% as well. Leading the way to the upside for U.S. equities was the Nasdaq Composite and the Russell 2000 up over 1%, and really the laggard, if you will, was the Dow there, just up 25 basis points. But taking a look at a few of these charts this morning, first we want to take a look at the chart of EEM. We see it move back into a column of X's there at 40.50, continuing a series of higher bottoms here, now put in additional support there at 39 with a reversal back into X's from here. A move above 41.50 would be a second consecutive buy signal for EEM on its chart. Likewise, we saw EFA reverse back into a column of X's, putting in a higher bottom here at 70, reversal occurring here at 73. From here, move above 75 would be a third consecutive buy signal and match that level of resistance there that dates back to March of last year. So it would be no 52-week high, but would match level of resistance that we'll keep an eye on there. But then from there, really, for the notable resistance we would monitor was the all-time high there, the highs from 2021 there at 82. So we can keep an eye on that as well. Looking at crude oil, we did see it penetrate its bearish resistance line, moving above that $75 level, which was that rally high there in June. Did rally to 76 with yesterday's action, moving back into a positive trend. From here, we'll see if it's able to sustain that improvement. Not really much resistance here until you get to about 83, but then from there, that is has been a pretty significant level of resistance since December of last year. So we'll see if crude is able to continue above that. Maybe a little bit of a trading opportunity with this distance between current levels and 83. But really long-term exposure in terms of trying to find some level of crude exposure, we'd really monitor that $83 level moving above resistance will be key moving forward. Taking a look at the gold continuous chart, not much change. It adds a couple of X's here, but it'd take a move above 1970 to see it return to a buy signal, which would complete a bearish signal reversal pattern. But we will see if it's capable of continuing that rally today. So it still sits on three consecutive sell signals right now for gold. The S&P 500 gave a buy signal yesterday at 4460 for what is the sixth consecutive buy signal as it rallies up to 4480 here near the top of that trading band at 4500. And we saw quite a few of the U.S. equity indexes move to buy signals yesterday. So then moving on over, lastly, sort of a theme we wanted to talk about is going to be on Dolly. We have seen some improvement out of energy within the sector level of Dolly as well as on the commodity level. It's moved up to 8th from 10th and increased up from 4th to 3rd. Really not significant enough to really deserve anything more than an underweight continue at this moment, but did at least want to talk about the fact of where the strength has been coming from. And obviously seeing crude rally, that's where we're seeing much of the commodities piece being helped there. But then on the U.S. equity level, we haven't really seen as much participation from the sector as a whole. A lot of that action here recently, positive action, has been driven by the oil equipment and services area space within energy. And when we look at take a look at the iShares U.S. Oil and Equipment Services ETF IEZ, it's moved above a score of 4 here recently after following really this reversal last week on its market RS chart there. And from the recent action we've seen on its trend chart, we've seen two consecutive buy signals, with the most recent being a double top break there at 20, as it's now rallied up into overbought territory with yesterday's action at 22.50, just one box below that rally high we saw in January as well as March before we saw IEZ really take a tumble and trade sideways here for a period, somewhat broken out of that near-term range and is now sitting in overbought territory. So we've seen a pretty good push, and a lot of this push came following news that the U.S. had higher than expected net imports on crude, as well as inventories remained fairly stable. So looking for a potential to maybe keep prices or keep inventory stable, possibly help boost prices a little bit. So that's something we'll continue to monitor. If there there's any more action left out of this particular move. Right now, again, it's pretty overbought, so we'd really just keep it on a particular watch list. And when we look at the performance over the past few weeks, or a couple of weeks here, we see the IAZ's rallied over 12% over since the beginning of the third quarter. It's up almost 20% over the last 30 days. And when we look under the hood of IAZ, we see quite a few of the stocks here are up north of 10% just to begin the third quarter. Leading the way to the upside is Oceaneering International, OII, up almost 20% to begin the third quarter here. See a number of other mid and small cap energy names there. So we're seeing some of that as part of the theme within small caps, as well as some of these energy names are beginning to perk up in this sort of equipment and services space. But popular large cap names, SLB, Schlumberger, as well as Halliburton there in transition, are sitting there in the upper echelon as far as performance, up probably 15%. So seeing a lot of these stocks rally pretty significantly, again, putting them pretty potentially in overbought territory. So may keep them on a watch list. Let's look for further action out of it and continue to monitor for further improvement out of the energy space. But as always, if you have a question about a particular chart you may be looking at, feel free to give us a call at 804-320-8511. Hope everyone has a nice weekend.